This week, our art hounds found a band concert series in Middlesex, an old school photography exhibit in Middlebury, a drum and dance concert in Montpelier, and watercolors on display in a barn in Waitsfield. First today is Elliot Berg of Middlesex. He suggests the Middlesex band concert series.
Drop whatever you're doing on Wednesday nights and come to the bandstand. And this summer, every Wednesday evening, people will be picnicking in the meadow and listening to some of the best musicians in the state. This year's performers will include Tammy Fletcher and the Disciples, Joshua Panda, Jeremiah McLean, and the funk jazz group Evan Crandall and Too Hot to Handle. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and get ready for a fine summer evening of great music in Middlesex.
That concert series is each Wednesday night in the bandstand through August 12th. All concerts are free and begin at 6:30. Polly Rain is a multimedia artist from Lincoln. She has this suggestion about a photo exhibit at Photoplace Gallery in Middlebury.
It's a must-see in-person collection of one-of-a-kind photographic artworks from over 35 international photographers. They're all made with alternative processes. These are historic and contemporary hands-on methods of photography that almost completely avoid the digital age.
See that collection of photographs through July 24th. The opening reception is during Middlebury Arts Walk this Friday from 5 till 7. Next, Deborah Stettler. She's a musician in Montpelier, and she invites you to dance.
The high-energy world music of New Nile Orchestra meets the sizzling rhythms of West African drumming from Sion Kamara and Landaya. These infectious grooves will please all ages. Help Sweet Melissa's celebrate their second anniversary, dance like no one is watching, and help these villagers in need. Weather permitting, the drummers will play outside briefly at 4 p.m., doors open at 4:30 and the music starts at 5.
That drum and dance concert is Sunday, July 12th at Sweet Melissa's in Montpelier. And finally, arts director Kara Nevin. She recommends the Green Mountain Watercolor Exhibition.
At the Big Red Barn at LaRue Farm in Waitsfield, there are 70 paintings from over 55 artists, and they run the gamut of abstract to photorealism. Very kid-friendly. There's a wonderful scavenger hunt for children to go look at the paintings and find different things in the paintings. Everyone will have a good time if they come down and see the Green Mountain Watercolor Exhibition.
The watercolors are on the barn walls through July 25th. See them Thursdays and Fridays from noon till 9. If you have an arts event that you want to share with other VPR listeners, become an art hound at vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, celebrating 50 years of funding for the arts with Vermont Arts 2015. More information is at vermontarts2015.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.